And tonight's game brought to you in part by the Teachers Insurance Plan of New Jersey, insuring the educational community, including the PTA and PTO and its membership. Sansone Jr. 66 Auto Mall and Neptune, proud sponsor of the Teen Safe Driving Program. And by the Horn Law Group of Toms River, analyzing and addressing clients' legal issues in an aggressive but sensible manner. For more information on how they can help you, visit hornlawgroup.net. Hall of Fame time here. It is halftime. Matt Harmon along the way on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight on 105.7 The Hawk. This a process that started with the Shore Football Coaches Foundation back in 2008. The recipients up until this point, Warren Wolf, the sole inductee in 2008, 2009, Al Sainer, Butch Bruno, Army Ippolito, and Barry Rizzo, Russ Wright, Arnie Truex, Ron Signorino Jr., and John Amabile in 2010, 2011, Vic Kabu, Hal Schenck, George Conte Jr., and Chip Labarca Sr., 2012, Lou Versillo, Mike Ciccatelli, and Kevin Williams, 2013. We'll say hello to Kevin, who's listening to us away tonight, but enjoying the broadcast on the Radio Pup app, which you can, of course, download on your mobile device. Chuck Donahue Sr., Joe Martucci, Rob Emmert, Bob Strangia, George Jack, and Ken Turp, the inductees a season ago. And this year, a great class, Bob Generelli, Bob Nanny, Joe Adelisi, who is the first to be introduced here tonight, and Ed Saraluca. Let's talk about Joe Ad first. Worked at the Asbury Park Press from 1969 in the Ocean County Observer to 2008. He was one of those who put this game together. I'm joined on the sideline right now by Scott Stump, who will handle the halftime, as Ed obviously part of the festivities here tonight. Scott, you a former member of the Asbury Park Press. Joe, one of those senior guys when you kind of came aboard, you know, a Shore fixture certainly for a long time, very synonymous with high school football here in the Shore area.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I grew up reading the Asbury Park Press. I was an athlete myself, and we would check out Joe's picks every week. You know, it was always it was a must read, and Joe has definitely been a fixture around here for a long, long time.
We'll hope to grab a quick word with Joe, who spearheaded the cause for many years of high school football and high school sports here in the area. Sports editor from 1978 through 1992. Under his tutelage, the Asbury Park Press Sports Section, 11 consecutive awards. Scott, take it away.
Yeah, I'm here with Joe Ad. Congratulations. I guess the now legendary Joe Adelisi. I mean, you helped create this game. You know, you were one of the driving forces. So I guess, what is it like for you to see what it's really become in the tradition and history that you helped create?
You know, from the beginning, we knew that this was going to be successful. Back then, there was great emotion between Ocean and Monmouth County. The first game was at Wall Stadium, as you know. And we had about 7,000 people there. But the interesting thing was, when we were trying to get ready for that game, a lot of schools wouldn't allow their players to use equipment. Lawyers stepped in and said they were afraid of their, you know, injuries and all that kind of stuff. And one of the interesting things that happened was, we got a phone call from George Steinbrenner. He told us that if we couldn't get equipment, he would pay for equipment for the entire game for both teams.
That is unbelievable. You called in the heavy hitters.
Well, we didn't call him. He called us. He heard it through word of mouth and called us. It was a pretty amazing time. And then the game just kept growing. You know, the first game at war was crazy. Like bolts on the floor. But it was a crazy game, too. George Scribaluto, I can still see him running downfield with the fumble. The second one, Signorino didn't talk to me for 2 years after the game was over. He scored a touchdown. He wanted to know if there was overtime. And we didn't have overtime in the rules. But he said he didn't have a two-point play. So he didn't make it. And then he just mad he didn't talk to me for 2 years. Always forgiven. So, you know, we had so many great coaches through the years. Bob Fiacco, the general, just so many guys. It was always so much fun.
And is this one of those honors, I guess, that means a little bit more because it's from your peers here at the Shore?
Well, yeah, it does. You know, I don't imagine myself being like the Shore Coaches Hall of Fame. I mean, although I am undefeated. I told Luch that we're both undefeated, nor do we have any wins. But I feel like I was important to football on the Shore. You know, I drove when I was at the press to have as much coverage as possible in football. We covered every game all the time, all the statistics. And the way we covered football nationwide, I was called in to speak about how he went about doing it and the whole process. And that kind of made me proud. And I was proud of the Shore.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Congrats. It's great to see you.
Joe Adelizzi, one of the four inductees here in the 2014 Shore Football Coaches Foundation Hall of Fame. Ed Sarluka just introduced. We'll talk about the coach a little bit, who, of course, been on the radio side since 1997, long coaching career that started in 1968 as the defensive coordinator at Keyport High School, then on his way down to Ocean County, was the D coordinator at Toms River North from 1974 to 1978, on the staff at East from 1979 to 1988, and then a defensive coordinator at Breck Memorial from 1989 to 1985. So certainly a fixture in the Shore Conference for a extremely long time. Scott, we can make this interview very short and, you know, maybe one question tops if we could do that.
Matt says only one question tops for this one. At least I could say I'm filling in for a Hall of Famer tonight. I mean, you've been around this game in the Shore Conference for decades now. I mean, I guess, what are some of your best memories? I mean, you've coached so many great teams, seen so many great games. Are there things that stand out in your mind?
Well, one of the memories I have is when I gave Newt Rockne his speech before the game at Notre Dame. Now,
that was right after you coached Red Grange, right?
Right. Now, you know, somebody gave me a email today, and they said, congratulations, this is for the grunts of the Shore Conference, the assistant coaches, you know, having never been a head coach. As far as on the football field, I was a head baseball coach. But a lot of assistant coaches are great coaches. And, you know, I know this award is for the media predominantly, but my coaching career before that, you know, 46 years of football in the Shore Conference, I've enjoyed them all.
And I guess is this one extra special, too, because it's from your peers here in the Shore Conference?
Exactly. I know all these guys in the Shore Conference. Probably one of the reasons why they honored me tonight. No, it's just a humbling experience and one that, you know, I'll you know, have my grandkids here and my two kids, Maria and Eddie here, who coach and teach at Brickman. Glad that my sister is also here tonight and my two nephews who are great athletes also. And my future son-in-law is here. My daughter's getting married New Year's Eve. So great experience for everybody to be here and to, enjoy this with me.
All right, Ed, congrats again. Now I can say I work with two Hall of Famers. I'm becoming more and more of a peon between you and Kevin. And I'm sure, you know.
Kevin, that's right. He did get this award. Yeah. Kevin, we miss you, guy. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Ed. And now we'll...
Bob Nanny, the third inductee here, known certainly for his time at Toms River High School North, the head coach from 1989 to 2004, 1991 state champs in South Jersey Group 4, four division championships as well, went 105-55 during his tenure. A fiery guy on the sideline and certainly a well-deserved award here tonight. Scott, back to you.
Yeah, Bob, congratulations. First of all, I mean, you've been honored, you know, received a lot of honors in your career. I mean, does this one make it special because it's from your peers here at the Shore Conference?
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed coaching the Shore Conference. It's a great conference, you know, and it makes it really nice, too, being inducted with a guy like Bob Generelli, who's a super coach and has a great name. And but, you know, coming from your peers, it really means a lot more than I think, because these guys really know what the real deal's about.
You did a lot of winning at Toms River North, three state titles, four division titles. I mean, out of all those teams, any specific games or players you really remember?
You know what? We had some great kids, and we had a great coaching staff, and I think, you know, I give them a lot of credit, too. You know, I think the two of my best teams, we didn't win it, you know, in 95 and 2002. In 94, we had all them kids. We won it. In 95, they were all back, and we got beat. And the same team beat us twice, Shawnee. You know, and I'll never forget that. We were beating 21-0 with 5 minutes left, and they came back and beat us. But
what do you miss the most about the game, and how fun is it to be back in this atmosphere again?
You know what I miss the most? I miss the kids. I miss the camaraderie with my coaches. I miss practice. You know, I loved the game. I lived it. It was part of my life. You know, and we had a great run, you know, and it's a big part of my life. I'll never forget it, you know, and just coming here tonight and see all the old faces and guys that I know that we played against and, you know, coached against. And it's been fun, you know, but Yeah, I could sit here for hours telling you about certain games. Yeah, you know, I don't forget anything.
And you also were a victorious coach for Ocean County here in what was then the All-Shore Classic. I guess how much has this game meant to you over the years? This has kind of become an institution here as well.
You know, this is a fun game. You know, you get all the kids together and you think other kids, like you play against a kid and you think he's somewhat different than your kids. Once you get them all together and put the helmet on, they're just like your kids. And I think that's a lot of fun. Then you get coaches from different staffs get together, and just that camaraderie is a lot of fun.
All right, Bob, thanks so much, and congratulations once again.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bob Nanny will lead into Bob Generelli, the final and fourth inductee of the class of 2014. Love how this story starts, Scott. He was an offensive lineman under Vic Caboo at Middletown North, starred as the head coach of Raritan and Middletown South at three undefeated teams and one overall. Three state championships, six division titles during the course of his time at both of those schools. Spent some years in the college ranks as well. Again, a legend here at the Shore Conference.
Yeah, I'm here with Bob Generelli. Congratulations, first of all. I mean, you've made a couple Hall of Fames here in your career, but I guess is this one of those that's extra special to you because it's your peers here at the Shore Conference?
This is extremely special. It's humbling to be in such a esteemed fraternity. The history of Shore Conference football and all the great coaches and all the great players that have made up the lineage of Shore Conference football, it's very humbling. It's an honor to be part of.
You've coached some of the legendary teams in the Shore Conference history, you know, the Middletown South squads with the Peter brothers, the only undefeated team in Raritan history, and Andrew Mandeville, the all-state quarterback. I guess any particular teams or memories that really stand out for you?
No, just, it's been an honor to just work with all the kids and create the relationships with the coaches, and it's just been a real special experience.
And you played for a Hall of Fame inductee a couple years ago, the legendary late Vic Caboo at Middletown North, who also went on to fame at his alma mater at Manasquan. I mean, how much did he influence your career?
He had a really profound influence on me, and not only my coaching philosophy, but my work ethic and my core value system as far as being a coach and a man. I can't say enough about the impression that coach has left on me.
And you've coached in this All-Shore game a couple times in a victorious team. I mean, how fun is this week, and what was it like to be involved in this game?
It's really a special week. I mean, to get a chance to work with opposing coaches and opposing players and create life-lasting relationships, it's really special, something that I'll always remember and cherish.
All right. Goodbye to the general, and congratulations once again. Back to you, Matt.
All right, Scott, great job down on the sideline. And while we have you there, Stumper, you know, this list of Hall of Fame inductees, you know, I went through it starting in 2008 with Warren Wolf and the four newest entrants here. Certainly a nice way for these that have given so much to Shore Conference football in a variety of different ways. You know, Kevin inducted in 2012, Ed here tonight with their media contributions. And it's not always the head coaches. It's assistant coaches for a long time. The coach Association has done a really nice job putting this together over the course of now the last six into their seventh year.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to Lacey head coach Lou Versillo, you know, the head of the Shore Football Coaches Foundation. This has really been his baby, and he is a Hall of Famer himself, actually tied for the second most wins in Shore Conference history with the late Vic Caboo. But, you know, I think that's the thing. He really just wanted a way to honor these great coaches and create more camaraderie and a fraternity and show these younger coaches that it's a really special place that they want to coach and a place to look forward to having a long career in and hopefully making it to the Hall of Fame themselves one day. And the other thing is, you know, Coach Versillo has done a really good job of creating a criteria. You know, this is, you know, these coaches have to meet a pretty strict criteria with the combined number of championships they won between state and division. You know, he has a whole point system. So, you know, it's really special honor for these guys because, you know, it's a high bar that has been set for induction. And I think he's also done a nice job of inducting people like Kevin and Ed and others who have really supported Shore Conference football, maybe not as coaches, but are very much part of the fabric of football in this area.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the offseason stuff, Scott, while we have you here. Several coaching changes during the course of what was a pretty hectic type offseason, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I believe it was nine coaches, so basically almost a quarter of the Shore Conference. You know, there's 43 teams, so that's a lot of turnover. And part of me thinks, you know, that is just the way things are now. There's just such high pressure to win. The competition is so intense that you'll see coaches, you know, maybe not last as long as they used to. I think the days of the Lou Versillos, you know, he's the only coach in Lacey history. You saw Mike Ciccatelli, a legend at Keyport. He stepped down, and then you see other guys changing teams. You know, I thought a big change was Mark Ciccatelli going from Neptune to St. John Vianney after leading the Scarlet Flyers to two state finals and a state title, and his former assistant Rodney Taylor replacing him at Neptune, one of the Shore Conference's oldest and proudest programs yet. But I think the excess turnover is probably going to be the way things are going forward, because there's just such a cutthroat place and so competitive that if you have two or three bad years, you already have administration and other people maybe looking to make a change.
What's the buzz during the course of the offseason as we will get set for what will be a quick, you know, 6-7 weeks here, and we'll be back on the air talking about the 2014 high school football season. What's the buzz about teams that you've heard around the Shore going in to preseason camp, which for most will officially start early August?
Right. Well, certainly Red Bank Catholic, you know, they're the number one team in the Shore until someone takes it from them. They've had that spot a couple years, but you know, a lot of people ask me who's going to be that number two team, and you look at this Brick team, they look awfully impressive. I know Matawan did a tremendous job beating them in the 7-on-7 here earlier, but Brick coming off a state championship, you know, you got Barnegat. I think there's been a good amount of buzz around Barnegat because you've had lineman Sam Madden commit to Wisconsin. You've had linebacker Manny Bowen commit to Penn State. Their quarterback, Sinjin Erskine, committing to Bucknell. They're coming off their first appearance in a state final. So I think this is kind of thought of as, hey, it's now or never. If they're going to win that first state title, this is probably the year. This is the best team they've ever had. And then after that, yeah, I think you start to get into the realm of, you know, who's coming back. You look at a team like Ocean, their quarterback, Royal Moore, told me last week that he has transferred to Neptune. So that's a big addition because he was one of the top defensive backs in the Shore last year, also a standout quarterback. And I'm hearing there's another big transfer brewing potentially. So it's almost like you have to watch the free agency transactions these days before you can really get a read on everything. But, you know, it's definitely going to be another exciting season. It's always fun to have that preseason intrigue, who's landed where, who's coming back, who are the new stars that we should be looking out for. So this game always kind of gets the ball rolling and gets people excited about football coming back in the Shore.
Well, I see the referees starting to make their way out to the field. Before we go to break, a congratulations to you, sir, on winning your first New Jersey National Sports Writers and Sportscasters Association award during the course of the 2013 season. Welcome to the those of us who here at the Shore Sports Network have had an opportunity to win that award. Well-deserved on the sports writer side for you.
Now, I appreciate it, and right back to you as being the broadcast award winner. I'm just trying to keep up with you and Kevin. I mean, you guys are stacking them up in that office there in Toms River. I guess I got to keep knocking out some good stories to stay neck and neck with you two.
Well, we're excited to have this partnership continue as we are all now under the same umbrella, that SureSportsNetwork.com. We take a timeout here. Our thanks to Scott Stump carrying us through halftime. Ed Sarluka back with us right after this two-minute timeout. It is 7-0 in favor of Ocean County. This is the 37th annual Allshore Gridiron Classic, and we're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.